So earlier we discussed what the maimer of the Makom Shaval the Tshuva Omdim in Tzadikim Gemur and Michal Lamed in light of the Chovos Havavos the Rambam, and we suggested that we pointed out that in the Rambam the emphasis is Minei Uvei, the Rambam on the one hand describes that the Baal Tshuva shouldn't feel meruchak mimalas hatzadikin, that it's ki'ilu lochotam me'olam, so clearly it's holding that up as the ideal, and then tovkidei dibo in the same halacha, he quotes that maimer. So we suggested that the makom shebaal tshuva omdim, ein tzadikin, the makom baal tshuva omdim, because of the added sense of shiflus that they feel because of the chait, Because of that, or the Rambam, because Kavash Yitzro, whatever the case may be, so that compensates for the fact that Chatu, and that puts them on par with the Tzadik Gomer. That's what we suggested. So I noticed before, sort of apropos of what we're holding in Suvis, but in Yeradeya, in Shin Samavayis, so the Rambam writes as follows. He's commenting on the dinim that the Machaber quotes that in Kovin Rosh Etzel Tzadik, that filu Rosh Chomo Etzel Rosh Kal, v'chein in Kovin Tzadik Kosher Benedi Etzel Chosid Muflog. That's all the Machaber. So again, the way the Loshen is in Kovin Rosh Etzel Tzadik, A Etzel B. So A is the one that is objectively of the lower Madrega. So apropos of that, in Shin Samach Veis, Sif Hei, the Rama writes, Avol Kovin Baal Tshuva Eitzel Tzadik Gomor. So he doesn't say Kovin Tzadik Gomor Eitzel Baal Tshuva. He says Kovin Baal Tshuva Eitzel Tzadik Gomor, meaning don't think that the Baal Tshuva is of a lesser Madrega. But the Rambam, the Chovos Havavos, they all quote the Gemara of Makom Shaval Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Mechol Lamod. So first of all, why is it the din shouldn't be like that? And the Rabbi, it should be that it should happen nafkamina that in Kovin Tzadik Gomor Eitzel Baal Tshuva. And not only isn't that the din, but the way the Rambam says the Chiddush, he says it in the opposite direction. Right, he says that the chiddush is that kovin baal tshuva eitzel tzadik gomor. That's exactly the pshat we said. No, that, and the gaon is mitzayin. I mean, he says ayin tzor perakei de brachos, but presumably he means that gemara of I don't know. But either way, the Ramah is very much in line with what we spoke about. That the makom shebaal tshuva omdim presently. That again, whether it's the ongoing krishas hayetzer, whether it's the added shiflus, whatever it may be, the Rambam explicitly says they're not halacha, the krishas hayetzer. So that added dimension to their avoda, that's what makes it. That's what compensates and kiul chata me'olam. And that, but the standard, of course, is the tzadik gomor. But the chiddush is no, the devout tshuva regains that he regains that status, and hence the way the Rambam writes it. Is that Kovin Baal Tshuva Eitzel Tzadik Gomor? Shin Samach Beis, hey. Okay, we're holding here in the Perek Gimel. The Hachamishi of the Shiva Devarim that are sort of axiomatic, excuse me, for doing tshuva. The Hachamishi. Sheyeda be'emes ki ha-tshuva ofen refuas madvei. That the tshuva is the way to cure his illness. V'haderech el ha'aruka, and tshuva provides the path to the healing. May roa ma'asehu gnus mifalo. I don't know, what are the two lashonos? I don't know, again, it's very hard in translation to be able to pick up on nuances, I don't know. V'haderech ha'aruka may roa ma'asehu gnus mifalo, so maybe we'll suggest two possible understandings. I mean, both ideas are true. Maybe one of them is what the Chovos HaLevavos has in mind. Maybe roa ma'asehu means that the person did an aver, that there's an objective dova ha'asa they did roa ma'asehu. Gnus mifalo in this context, again, when juxtaposed to roa ma'asehu, that it shouldn't just be redundant. So yitachen, then what gnus mifalo refers to is that the emes says that, you know, in chait, there's really the chait needs to be corrected on two levels. One level is, again, I did such and such. So that needs to be countered. That needs to be rectified. But then, in doing such and such, it reflects on me. It reflects on the person. Gnus mifalo, meaning the gnus that, according to this reading, that the gnus that his action reveals about him, about the osa ha'maisa. A person eats something that he shouldn't eat. Okay, so that's roa ma'asehu. Gnus mifalo is, so I was acting like a baltaiva. I was a baltaiva. I was acting in an animalistic way. So there's the action, and then there's the gnus that it exposes. Again, the gnus, again, meaning the gnus which arises from nifalo, according to this reading, the gnus that it exposes in the person. Again, the idea of her is, yeah, the idea is true. Maybe the tentativeness is whether that's what Chovos HaLevavos is expressing here or not. Which is another way of saying, you know, that the Rambam in Perek Aleph and in Perek Beis talks about tshuva from Meisim, and then in Perek Zayin, the Rambam talks about tshuva from Midos Raos. Again, he calls Midos Deos, which is parallel to what we're talking about now, that there's, you know, if a person steals, he steals. If he cheats on his taxes, he cheats on his taxes. But then there's also a midah of chemdas mamon. I mean, why did he cheat? Why did he steal? Why did he cheat on his taxes? There's some kind of character flaw there as well, and tshuva is and both require tshuva. Both require tshuva, and that's what the Chovos HaLevavos says. A person needs to be convinced of the fact that the tshuva is potentially efficacious on both levels. It's a way of redressing the objective wrong, the objective evil of the action, and it's a way of also rectifying the gnus that it revealed, that it exposed about the person. Alternately, maybe he has in mind not everything that we're not supposed to do has a stamp of osur on it. sometimes the correct lashon is that it's wrong, that it's inappropriate, that it's mechuar. That's how the Leib Tov paraphrases the Ibn Tibon translation here. And the fact that those that what are, the things that are subsumed in those under those terms are not labeled also doesn't mean that it's mutter, doesn't mean it's right, that is wrong. Why doesn't it say also? Maybe there's something circumstantial about it. Maybe so. For instance, maybe an illustration of this in Chazal would be the Gemara Kiddushin says that Rav Mangid, Rav used to give Malkus, Amanda Mekadish Beshuka, Amanda Mekadish Bebiya. None of these things, I don't know if you could say that these things are osa. To be Mekadish Beshuka, is that osa? You wouldn't say that it's osa the way Nevelos or Trefos are Asuros. But it's wrong behavior. It's not something a person should do. You wouldn't, again, can there be, circumstances short of Pikuach Nefesh in which it would be appropriate, yitachen, yes, and maybe that's why we don't label it also. But under all other circumstances, practically, it's something a person is not supposed to do. Not everything that is wrong to do, that we are guilty for doing, is something that's labeled also to begin with. And maybe roa maaseh and gnus mefalo, maybe those two terms reflect those two types of categories. והדרך על הרוקה מרוע מעשה וגנוש מפעלו, שבו יסקן תאוסו ויושב הרי דסו. So I think this we had, where was it back in Parag Aleph? But we have that lashon also, this double lashon. Hashavas masha oved mimeno. We have that back in Bingen Parag Aleph. And we suggested that tshuva, again, not only offsets the negative of what the person did, but allows them to make up the lost opportunity. And maybe that's the lashon of Yashiv Avedos was adding. If a person thinks it's futile, so we don't engage in futile endeavors. Kemosha Amar, Kena Martam Lemu, Kipshaenu Vachatosenu Olenu, Uvom Anathu Nemakim. We're going to wither away. Ve'ech Nichia, Ve'isa Hachuv Alzame Habore, Al Yidei Neviel, Chai Oni Noam Hashem Lukim, Im Echvos Bemos Havasha, Kim Beshev Vosha Midanko, Vachoya. Vahashishi, Shiyachashe Vimnafsho. So if you remember earlier,
End of Parag Sheni.
Oh, thank you. Yes. V'hisbin l'chashev v'nafsha. So I was speculating whether, in addition to the simple pshat that it means to make a cheshbon nefesh, does it also mean to calculate, I'll pee the Rambam later in Hilchos Teshuva about hifsit nafsho and gomel and nafsho ra'a. But the part here, yechashev im nafsho, again, assuming that it's intended with the same meaning, here it just means a cheshbon nefesh. I don't think the other possibility doesn't really fit well in this context. V'ashishi sheyechashev im nafsho b'mesh shekodem l'boi olav min hatovos u'mash shekodem lo mi'amroso t'muras ha'hodo'a aleihem. So this is a very fascinating perspective on chet, right? that says the Chavos Alvavos, the magnitude of chait can only be understood if a person just compartmentalizes that the Baal Shem said not to do X, Y, or Z, and then I did it. Or the Baal Shem said to do X, Y, or Z, and I didn't do it. So then, yes, that identifies the chait, but a person will be underestimating the chomer chait. Because to appreciate the chomer chait, a person has to place it in a broader context of one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hashishi, again, the moshel being, that someone embezzles. Okay, so that's a terrible thing to do. But if it's also the case that this is a person who was unemployed and didn't really have such strong qualifications or credentials for this job, and the manager took him in as a chesed and trained him and gave him responsibility, and then he goes ahead and embezzles. So on the one hand, it's the same. If you compartmentalize it, if you isolate it, it's the same crime, it's the same infraction, but obviously seen in its broader context, it's compounded many times over because of the degree of betrayal involved. If he had come with superlative credentials and he hadn't been done any favor of being hired, he'd only been there for a week, it's not that he'd been treated so nicely for so long. Okay, so embezzling is a terrible thing. So that's what his crime is. That's what his infraction is. But if you have all this background, so then that compounds the chait. So it says the Chavos Alvavos. Well, we need to have that perspective on it as well. She yichashiv im nafshav the meshe kadam laboy olam ben atovos umashe kadam lo mehamroso tmuas hahodosh al aleihem. So really, because of the gift of life, the biggest gift, the gift of Torah, the gift of everything else that we have, so instead of a hakaras hatov, so we turn around and we go against the Baruch Hashem. V'sheyishkal onshei ha'aveira im arevusa va'arevus gemul hatzdoka im tzayu ba'olam hazu ba'olam haba. K'mo she'amar v'seinu z'chonu l'vocha v'machashiv hefzid mitzvah k'neged tzchara v'schara aveira k'neged hefzida. Right. If we would stop to do that, so then we'd realize that chait is perverse. If a person would be shokel onche ha'avera im arevusa, so the fleeting enjoyment that we get, that we derive from chait, say you go to an amusement park and there's a ride you really want to go on. Ride lasts 5 minutes. Okay, so let's say a ticket costs $5. Okay, good. It's going to be a really fun ride. It costs $5. Let's say the ticket costs $5 million. So the ride's going to last 2 minutes and you want me to pay $5 million. It can't be a ride that justifies that. The Hashvi'i Chozek Sivlo Lihimana min hara asher hirgel bo. V'haskamosa losa mimenu belibo uvematzpuno. K'mo shekosu v'kiru levavchem v'al begdechen. So Chavos Avraham says, in order to do tshuva, we need to prep and prime ourselves that there is difficulty involved. When the Pasuk says, again, according to one school of thought represented by the Ramban amongst others, Kikar ve'lecha adov ma'od b'fichol v'volcha la'asoso, so karov means that it's at hand, that there's nothing beyond us, right, in being able to do tshuva. It doesn't mean that it's easy. Something can be kikar ve'lecha adov ma'od. I mean, this, you know, this desk is right near me. It doesn't mean that it's easy for me to lift. It may require, you know, a very real effort to do so. So kikar ve'lecha doesn't mean it's easy. It means b'fichol v'volcha la'asoso. It's lo v'shamayim. It's lo me'evel hayom. It's something that a person has the autonomy to be able to do, but it doesn't mean that it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's a cakewalk. And that's what the Chavos Avraham says, that a person, let's say, to break a habit, you know, at your age, you know, the habit can only be, you know, so many years. You get older, the habit can be decades in the formation. Is not easy to break a habit. It's not easy to break a habit. The harah shehir gilbo, whatever it is. I don't know, saying brachos without kavanah. Whatever we do habitually. It requires very real, concerted effort. And Chavos Avraham says again, to do tshuva, so we have to know what we're signing up for. What we're signing up for is very much doable, is very much possible. It's within, again, it's within our dalet amos to do it, but none of that means that it's necessarily easy. The Rambam also, when he talks about tshuva on midos, which is the same as what the Chavos Avraham is talking about, he's talking about something which is a habit. Ve'elu ha'avonos, the avonos of deos ra'os, koshim me'osen sheyesh b'han ma'isa, shebizman she'odom nishka be'elu, koshahu lifosh. It is difficult. It is difficult. And you know, the fact that in doing tshuva we experience difficulty, that shouldn't deter us. That's not a, I don't know, in some contexts, if you're encountering difficulties, then it's a sign that you're doing something wrong. And that is true in some contexts. But in doing tshuva, lav davka, then that's the case. If it's breaking a habit, it's hard. It's hard. The same way if a person is addicted to smoking, so he can break the addiction, but he has to be psychologically ready for withdrawal symptoms. So when we break a habit, so there needs to be, we need to prime ourselves for chozek sivlo, that there needs to be a strength to endure lihimana min hara. V'haskamasa losam imenu b'libo uve matzpuno. And again, there has to be this resolve inwardly to steer clear of the chait. And I know what the two words libo and matzpuno are. Ubehiskade biva elo hashivadvam b'dasachote titafim imenu hachuv me'avanosav. We'll continue the parakah of the evening. Thank you.